Answers Magazine, Volume 12.4, page 41. Bible and Culture Quick Takes. Evangelism on Decline. Although many problems contribute to Christianity's decline in the U.S., new research from the American Culture and Faith Institute, ACFI, reveals the main culprit may be Christian evangelism, or the lack thereof. In a national survey, ACFI found only 2 out of 10 professing Christian adults believe they have a responsibility to share their faith. The survey found age, gender, and other considerations made little difference in people's viewpoint. In the past year, only 23% of Christian adults shared their personal faith monthly, and many of those who did share their beliefs did not hold views that line up with Scripture. George Barna, who directed the research project, says these findings raise an urgent challenge for Christians living in the U.S. You cannot give away what you do not possess, and clearly most Americans do not possess even a basic understanding of the Christian narrative, as well as the purpose and implications of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. But according to ACFI's research, non-believers might not even hear the gospel in church, since more than 1/4 of pastors in the U.S. do not believe they have a personal responsibility to evangelize. Barna says, "We estimate there are perhaps 70,000 churches in the U.S. with biblically solid evangelistic pastors. A concentrated effort by those pastors at boldly, clearly, and consistently proclaiming the gospel could certainly be the basis of spiritual rebound in America. While theological liberals weave unbiblical concepts into their presentation of the Christian message, those of us who know the truth too often remain silent. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." No matter our heritage, gender, or birthplace, all Christians are commanded to tell others of the great hope found only in Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
A church without God. Humanists have begun holding church-like services under the guise of creating a better sense of community. During a non-religious service, attendees sing together, listen to messages, and observe the holidays that do not involve God, all while celebrating a belief in the power of humanity. The leaders of these gatherings, or clergy, don't talk about God, whom they don't believe in, but still recognize the human need for gatherings and the value of encouraging moral behavior. A group of these clergy have met together for the first time and believe their movement will soon experience historic growth. They cite millennials' need for community, but simultaneous rejection of faith in God. In 1972, only 5% of young people said they didn't have a religion, whereas today, the number is at 25% and growing. A small but growing portion of this group identify as outright atheists or agnostics. Amanda Pape leads a 73-year-old humanist congregation in Washington State. She says she believes millennials are searching for community instead of religion. Pape points to an example of this need for community. A woman in her early 30s who had called herself an atheist all her life never thought she was missing anything. Then she got sick and no one brought her a casserole. So she visited the group. And now that she's in an ethical culture society, she knows where that supportive casserole will come from. How interesting. The Creator clearly designed us as relational beings, made to commune with each other and with our Creator. The church is the ideal institution to display that community. When humanists imitate the church, they unwittingly give testimony to the Creator's grand design while tragically missing the heart of that design, communion with Him. River rights. Rivers now have human rights in some countries. In India, a court in the northern state of Uttarakhand granted the Ganges and Yamuna the same legal status as a human being. This means legal guardians can represent both rivers in court. A few weeks prior, New Zealand's parliament named the Whanganui River a legal person after more than 150 years of debate. In 2008, Ecuador set the precedent for giving nature the same rights as humans. This line was added to the Constitution. Entire ecosystems have the right to exist, persist, maintain, and regenerate. This may seem absurd, but it reveals the silliness of humankind in rebellion against God, the Creator. See Romans chapter 1, verses 18 to 32. In giving a river human rights, these countries are opening the door to question the unique privileges and responsibilities of being human. the ironies abound. So many politicians call a baby in the womb a clump of cells, but here they call a river a person.
The crime of preaching in Britain? A British court has convicted two street preachers of breaking a public order ordinance. Their crime? Preaching the King James Bible in a public shopping area in Bristol, England. Michael Overd of the United Kingdom and Michael Stockwell of Selden, New York, were explaining the differences between Islam and Christianity using the Bible and references to the Quran. Bystanders began hurling insults at the preachers, and police removed them from the scene. The public prosecutor in the case said, "To use words translated in 1611 in a very different context, in the context of modern British society, must be considered to be abusive and is a criminal matter." He added, "To say to someone that Jesus is the only God is not a matter of truth. To the extent that they are saying that the only way to God is through Jesus, that cannot be a truth." In their ruling, the court said, "We feel it has been proved that both defendants' behavior went beyond preaching the virtues of their religion." Both men were ordered to pay fines and are appealing the conviction. In a statement, Michael Stockwell said, "Our motivation for public preaching is love. We want people to have access to the good news about Jesus Christ. I'm shocked that God's message of love is now considered hateful and dangerous. Today, speaking God's truth seems to be a hate crime."